Aloha. I'm Reverend Cindy Palos, and I wanted to talk to you today about universal consciousness. I am really excited about the way there's so many things happening with exploration into outer space. I'm seeing more and more movies. I just watched a series called The Man Who Fell to Earth, and there's so many great movies about exploring the universe and other planets and space exploration and science, fiction, fantasy. I think this is all good that we start thinking this way. I think it's really important that we as a whole civilization and humanity start to build more consciousness, universal consciousness, a consciousness of peace, a consciousness that's centered in goodwill, a consciousness that has awareness, mindfulness of what's going on. I have to say that I'm concerned that if we get to the point where we can go to other planets, they're talking about Mars exploration. They're talking about possibly one of the countries, and I don't want to mention the name, is mining the moon for minerals. If we start getting out there and having the ability to travel to other planets without awareness, without consciousness, we're going to create an imbalance and the same destructive situation that we're facing right here, right now on this planet. There has to be some consciousness and awareness of doing what's right, of not damaging our own planet and not damaging and taking that consciousness of greed into outer space. It's time right now to start really looking at that. Things are happening so rapidly. And as we start already looking about leaving junk and how you look at the space junk that's out there with the satellites that we've done. Look at how we've just left these satellites to orbit the planet without any thought of what would happen when we put more and more satellites up there with space junk in. Just the same way as we have done in the oceans and allowed junk and plastics to be in our oceans. This inner responsibility, this compass of awareness, comes from within our own selves when we are able to develop a universal consciousness, when we're able to develop the aspects and attributes within ourselves of an evolved state of mind and of evolved humanity, evolved consciousness. It's now time to stop thinking about how much money we can make, but how much good we can do. And you can make money doing good. There's so many groups out there doing this that are doing good things and at the same time making money. But if you do things just to make money without the awareness of the retroactive effects that could go on for centuries, then there's going to be the price to pay, like we are now realizing right now of the price we are paying. So this is where that universal consciousness comes in. And I think as we are evolving and as we are awakening, and there's talks about ascension and the next dimensions, and as we see all of this energy directed towards that more and more and more, we do have the ability as a group to work together with so many that do care about this planet and take that same caring about this planet to what's going on around our planet and in the air around our planet and the whole universe as well, and that interplanetary consciousness too. I would love, I really would, and I think this may not happen in my lifetime, but I think it may happen in the next 50 years. I would love there to be some universal moral standard, almost like the UN, but done for the universe, done for the good of the universe. Some group that cares about the way we develop our space programs, the way we develop what we do when we have space junk, the way we conduct ourselves as people so that we don't start space wars and we don't have military bases and we don't mine planets and the moons of other places that aren't our own. We don't own outer space. And yet there's people who would like to own outer space. I'm not going to mention any names. You might think of one or two that are out there. A couple come to my mind. I think you might know who I'm talking about. And when we see this going on, it's up to us to start developing this in our consciousness and our children's consciousness and the way we live. And how do we do that? We do that by planting seeds, planting conscious seeds of awareness, conscious thought, conscious compassion, conscious energies that develop our inner peace that we can spread throughout our planet and throughout others. We can do this when we meditate. We can do this when we develop our communication skills. There are so many people who are advanced in astronomy now trying to receive messages from outer space. Honest to God, I know this. You know it's true. 50 years ago, it would have sounded insane. But there are so many now ways people are trying to receive messages. And at the same time, trying to extend messages. And this is going to be happening. We're going to start seeing more signs of life. And how we react to them is up to our own higher consciousness. Too many of us have seen these movies about aliens invading the earth and wanting to take over the earth and how we be prepared. We're seeing studies done about UFOs more and more and more. And I don't know how many studies are being done about how we consciously try to be aware that we do not want to do damage to any higher intelligence or evolved being that might come to Earth or might be aware of trying to have any communication with Earth. We are, in my opinion, in my humble opinion of meditating for over 50 years every day, in my humble opinion, we are not an evolved planet. Please don't take that personally. We are a planet that's still evolving in its infancy compared to other planets and other ways of higher beings in outer space. How do I know this? Well, I really have had messages that have come from higher dimensions. And there is great concern. This isn't just me speaking. There's great concern out there about what we're doing to our planet and the way we're acting and the wars and the damage to the environment and how we are possibly going to be at the point where we ruin our entire planet. So, yes, first let's figure out how we can start solving our problems here. Solving the problems we have in communication. We have in trying to stop wars. We have in trying to have peaceful resolution. Things that will prove we are evolving as a planet. We are evolving as a species. There are so, so many wonderful people now more aware than ever of meditation, of yoga, of the importance of being aware and being mindful. And it's time that we all try to put that to work in our lives and with others around us. We need the hope and we need the power to really help our children be prepared for what they're going to have to deal with in the next 70 and 80 years. So I'm saying, as someone who really does care, I've had the majority of my years already spent. I don't know how much longer I'll be here. No one really knows how much longer they'll be here. But I do really pray and meditate every day that we become more loving, more conscious, more universally conscious, and open in our minds to what really is going to be happening and what happens when we do open the door to communicate with higher beings and with other planets, and how we do, I guess, say, lay the foundation for being good people, caring people, people who do the right thing. I think that is something so much more than we can realize. This isn't just something you should do. It's something you want to do because you see the ripple effect of what we do. We are doing wonderful things. I mean, just look at the people meditating every day. Look at the people on Insight Timer, all the millions of people who are now aware. And as we work together here, as we learn and grow, we have that responsibility to open our own inner mind to a higher consciousness, a much higher consciousness, a much more cosmic consciousness. Talking about the level of Buddha, the Buddhic consciousness, Christ consciousness, and higher than that. Because that's where we're going. And that's what we have to really be prepared for. And until we're ready to be at that enlightened state, we have to be really prepared not to do damage in the lesser states of consciousness, as we are. Unfortunately, all you have to do is look at what's happening to this planet to be aware of that. So please take the time to think about the power of love. To think about the fact that there have been astronomers there for thousands of years who have looked up to the stars, who have wondered, is there life out there in outer space? What's really going on? And as we find those people, and as we find the enlightenment coming more and more to people, and as we find the astronomers evolving as well, we're going to open doors and gateways we've never seen before in the next 15 years. I wrote a piece called, it was originally called The Blessed Astronomer, written by Stephen Melillo. But in this new album I did, Love Conquers All, I talk about what happened 2,000 years ago, 2,020 years ago, what happened when that star of wonder appeared. And there was actually a supernova that went on for a long, long, long time at that time as well. And what happened when they looked up and saw this star? How did they know what to deal with? How they did their mathematical figurations and they tried to figure out what was going on. And it impacted them, you know. And we still are feeling the effects of the fact that we can look up to the sky and see stars and wonder as well about what is going on up there. And it's not just about trying to get more advanced technically, but also have that inner wisdom to look metaphysically at the universe as well. I'll play you that song. It's a spoken word piece I wrote at the end here. And really let yourself dream. Let yourself wish upon the stars. Let yourself just look up at the sky and the stars and allow yourself for a moment to imagine and be open to receive the amazing universal structure that we're here living on this planet, and hope and pray that we can align with this evolved planet to be in line with the other planetary influences and the other universal influences, and be prepared for where we are going when we do explore this amazing universal consciousness, the universe that is such an amazing mystery, such an adventure that captures our imagination. So allow yourself to dream, and don't be carried away by those that would bring acts of violence here on Earth to be projected out there into the universe. That's really something that is going to block the good that can come. And I thank you for understanding. This is a subject I was a little hesitant to talk about, but I had that inner urging, a little universal push to get these thoughts out there. And I'd love your thoughts back about them. And I hope there is maybe a few seeds planted from this that you can explore your inner consciousness. Because as we explore and open our minds and imagination more, then we can follow that by opening the doors of perception to the universe. Thank you so much for listening.
What spark could light that star that shines so far with blessings that reach me here in a universal language that appears? What creates those clouds across the sky, those thoughts that cross my mind? Hide the light of those billions of stars and distract the presence of love divine. So I burn away the clouds with a breath and sweeps clear the mind that hides this grace to find. I open my heart and ask, Lord, please help me find the spark that lights her sacred energy. In this gift of space and time, the light of the stars dance to the music of this cosmic fire, alive in the universal mind. We can wish upon those stars and see stars that Mary wears. We can bring them down to Earth and let that light through us appear. What spark could light that star that shines from oh so far? The blessings of a holy birth that once came here to Earth. We can listen to the stars and let them light the fire that lights our inner spark, that gift that inspires our life. And here we are in this miraculous time and space with dancing with the mystic fire, the gift of love's great saving grace. The cosmos hold, reflected here in a mirror, shining back as it's told. Through the filters of time and the many dimensions that carry the flight, this existence in space and time. But the eyes always show the truth that they hold, that seek to be seen and known in life's precious hymns of love. Such love, very precious love.